Yes, what a... I mean, I honestly, I don't remember Reagan's first election. I'm sure a lot of people took a sigh of relief. I was 10, so I didn't follow politics. And but after watching the movie, the Reagan movie, again, if you haven't seen it, it's a good movie. Very well done. Don't care if you liked him or not. It's a good movie. But we experienced something the other day. It was like a weight was lifted. The stock market proved it, that a weight was lifted off of people. And sometimes we look at things and we say, God, why? Why is this in the way? Well, it's a mountain, brother. It's just a mountain. And to those that want to take life easy and never learn and never grow, they'll say, well, I'll tell it to go to the sea, or I'll move it from here to there. Without thinking, what happens if I move that mountain? What if I tell this mountain to get out of my way and go over in Bob's field? Bob can't plant the field no more. It's useless. Trust me, I have family that live on mountains. They relish flat ground. But what if I tell it to go from here and go into the sea? Most likely that he was talking the Sea of Galilee. It's 141 feet deep. It's not really all that deep. That is 14 stories. So we take this mountain, we tell it to go over there. What about the fishermen now? Where's the fish? Well, we'll break it up. That's what I meant. Break it up and put it in there. It still makes it shallow water, and fish cannot survive all in shallow water. So we don't think about this. Well, brother, Jesus said, I can tell that mountain to be removed, and it'll be removed if I believe without doubting. Well, see, the reality is you're going to doubt. Because if that's the way you're looking at the mountain, you don't understand the purpose of the mountain. Mountains are hard. They provide a hard life. Most of them are made of rock, granite, sandstone. The Bible mentions the word mountain 133 times. It mentions mountains 177 times. Three times the mountain is referred as an obstacle. Do you think God cares too much about the mountains in your life? Did he not lead the children of Israel through the desert? It wasn't the shortcut. Moses told Pharaoh, right, Pharaoh, I'm going to take him 3 days' journey over to Canaan, and we're going to worship. That was a 3 days' journey for them. God said, oh no, follow me. And he took them through all those wadis. That's what the little valleys are called over there. And he led them to the Gulf of Aqaba, part of the Red Sea, where they got cornered. No escape to the left, to the right, and in the front, or the back, because the Egyptian army was back there. And God said, watch what I do. Moses, stretch out your staff. God will lead you to some place. He will absolutely take you someplace that you cannot control. You feel out of control. Just so you learn to trust him. In Matthew, and I'm not putting anything up. In Matthew 17:20, Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, move from here to there, it'll be done. He said the same. And then in 21:21, he said, if you tell this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it will be done. If you believe and do not doubt. Mark 11:23, the same thing. Mountains are oftentimes seen as moving closer to God. See, that's why I'm telling you. We look at the mountains and we can't. You know, if you've ever really given it any thought to our ancestors, all of our ancestors, at some point they came across a set of mountains. They didn't have bulldozers, dynamite, earth movers, rock trucks. They had oxes. They had horses, children, wives. They had everything in the back of that wagon. They didn't have chainsaws to cut down trees. They had axes. That's a hard way to cut down a tree. But they did it. And they kept moving. It doesn't matter what, well, I'll just go up around here, and that's how I'll get around that. Well, we'll just go around here. Where does cliff come from? Now I'm on top of the mountain. They had to figure things out. They learned, they grew, they became tough. Abraham sacrificed on a mountain. He got closer to God. Moses spoke with God on a mountain. Moses received the law on that very same mountain. Elijah hid in the mountain cave and was nourished by God. Jesus taught from a mountain. Jesus prayed on a mountain. Jesus fed people on a mountain. Jesus was crucified on a mountain. Golgotha, hill of the skull. Jesus was tempted on a mountain. The highest mountain in that region has an interesting name. I've never heard it. Has anybody else ever heard the name of the mountain? I had to look this up. It's Mount Quarantania. Our Latin word is quarantine. It means 40. You know how many days Jesus was separated? He was taken to the highest mountain and shown all the kingdoms in the world at any given time. And Satan said, I'll give them to you if you just bow down. Let me help you out, folks. You can't give what you don't own. Satan knew that. But Jesus was taken to a mountain. Oh, by the way, how do you remember how he gets out there? My Bible says he was led by the Holy Spirit. I have a study to do on the word, and lead us not in temptation. I don't think it means what we think. Because the Holy Spirit led Jesus out there. We cannot deny that. Why did he lead him out there? So Jesus could get closer to God as a man. Because he was tempted as a man. Tempted to show off, right? Oh, jump off of this building. Jump off the temple. Your angels will catch you. You know that. Here, I'll give you all these kingdoms. You know what, Jesus? I know it's been 40 days since you ate anything. Do it. Turn that rock into bread. I've already seen you turn water to wine. I know you can do this. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not worship any other God but me. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, the mountains aren't always your enemy. Mountains can be treacherous, right? How many of you have actually been on a mountain? I mean, up on a mountain, not the foothills right around here. Okay. Stood up there on the edge. You look down, it's 500-600 feet before anything is there. I know Miss Faye will not be doing that. You just stand there and look. And then when you look up, you can see for miles. This past harvest season, when I was driving, I was coming down 59. It was early in the morning. It was a crisp morning. And I got to County Road 46, and I knew this, but I'd forgotten it. And I'm stopped there at the stop sign, and I look off in the distance, and I can see white billowing puffs coming up. Anybody know what I was seeing from over by Northmore High School? He knows. I was looking at Poet on the other side of Marion. We have a hill in Morrow County that raises up us up high enough that we can see the smoke, the condensation coming out of their stacks. But once you leave that spot, you can't see it anymore. The trees and everything are in the way. But see, we forget this about mountains. It was pretty cool. I was like, oh, I got to get back. Oh, wait a minute. That means I got to get up at such and such. Oh, forget that. I'll see it some other day. They can be treacherous. Tempting, right? You get up there and could die. I could slip. Now, I think people, you've probably seen some of the videos. Oh, honey, slide a little closer to the edge. Are you stupid? The rock's already rolled like that, and you're telling your wife, get closer. Or the people in Brazil up there by the statue of Jesus. Hey, let's go up here and go to the edge. Are you insane? They're beautiful, aren't they? To see the majesty of these mountains. To go over the Smoky Mountains and you see the smoke rise up. The Rocky Mountains. See those jagged boulders of granite. We're not talking, and the boulders are not tiny little rocks that we see around here at the end of people's driveways. Some of them are as big as this building. When we were in West Virginia a couple months ago, my uncle took us under the New River Gorge Bridge. And it's a one-way lane, and it's narrow. It used to be a two-way, not any wider. But we drove under a rock, and as we're getting closer to it, I looked up and I realized that rock has already broke free from the mountain. You could see the back edge. It was just hanging there. That rock was as big as that whole corner over there and about that tall. Just ominously hanging over the roadway. So when you see signs that say falling rock, beware. But when they're beautiful, don't you feel at rest? You get up on the mountain, you can see across. You just want to sit there. You just want to observe and watch the beauty. When we were down there, one of my favorite things to do is sit on my front porch and have my coffee. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna go outside here and sit on the porch. Well, the dog loved me because the dog loves the front porch. I went out there and sat with my coffee. There's a mountain 200 yards in front of me. There's a mountain 300-400 yards to the side. He lives in a little valley. And he's right at the edge of a mountain. So you look up this way, you look up that way, and you look up that way. And again, the steam that rose up out of those trees. It was beautiful. The smell, the clean smell of that just takes me back. Mountains can be obstacles, something to overcome. I've got to get from here to there. I've got to get over it, get around it. Mountains can be a fortress. Anybody ever heard of Masada? It's a old fortress in Israel. And I believe it was the time of the Maccabees when they first asked Rome to help. Keep in mind, when you ask the world to help you out instead of God, the world will take more than what you want to give. And they did. Those who realized what was going on fought against Rome, and they ended up in this fortress. And I don't remember how long it took them to get to them, but they held out. If you ever see pictures of this, is just a plateau rock, and you can see for miles all the way around. Nobody's sneaking up on you. Up until recently, many of our battles involved fighting for a hill, right? Pork Chop Hill. Hacksaw Ridge. We fought for those for a reason, because they can be a vantage point. If you go down to Lookout Mountain, you can see, was it three states? Something like that. Five? Okay, yeah. I've never been up there, so I've seen the signs. Yep. Keep on moving. They can be a military advantage point. Like I said, up until recently, we used to fight for mountains. We really don't need to fight for the mountain anymore. The weapons we have can level them. We have satellites that can take pictures of a, see what the guy's looking at on his paper while he's reading the newspaper. And we fight in towns. Jesus did say we could move those mountains. He said we could if we had faith and did not doubt. He didn't say we should, though. Well, he said I can. Now, Paul said I can go out and sleep with 100 women, but is it good for me? No. He said all things are lawful to me. Jesus said, yeah, you can tell that mountain to move. Should you? Well, I'm going to tell it to move over in this field. Oh, that farmer's going to be real thrilled with you. Well, I'll throw it in the water. Yeah, those fishermen and their children are going to really love you. He prayed, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass. But nonetheless, your will be done, not mine. He was facing the biggest obstacle in his human life, the cross. He had witnessed crucifixions, so he knew what was coming. And he knew that spiritually this one was going to be worse than any of them, because the devil was going to possess everybody that had anything to do with it. Jesus slept through a storm. He walked on the water through another storm and was going to pass his disciples and let them be. Isn't that an obstacle? A storm? Yeah, especially if we have them like we've had. Let's imagine your friends are in a boat, and it said, and he would have passed them by if they hadn't cried out. He walked over after pulling Peter out of the drink, put him in the boat. What did he say both times? Oh, you of little faith. See, the mountains, the obstacles in our life create faith. Well, I've never experienced any hardship. Well, you're the weakest Christian I know. Nothing ever comes against you? Well, you know, the devil doesn't attack what he fears. You're just full of crap. Japan feared us. They were advised not to attack. But they would have listened, which wish they had listened now. He never told things to be still for his sake, but rather for others. And he also called them out on that. Paul said, even though I have faith to move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. That's 1 Corinthians 13:2. I can move that mountain, but I don't have love for my brother, so I'm going to move it into his field. I don't care what he thinks of me. Yeah, there's your problem. You won't get close enough to know God with that attitude. Because Jesus is the one that said, not my will, but yours, Lord. He submitted himself as a man and did the will of his Father. Mountains are opportunity to draw closer to God. Whether it be a temptation, an obstacle to slow you down, it's an opportunity. Well, I get partway up, Pastor, and I fall. So why aren't you climbing again? Maybe that's not the path you need to go. Anybody ever try to climb something like that? I did once in the Philippines, and it was a cliff climbing assault course. It was actually kind of fun. Except I decided to go rappelling Australian style, which is face first. You think it's scary jumping off and you can't see with your butt? Imagine going over the cliff like this. The practice wall was about as high as these, and my knees buckled. But I got down it. But we had to assault going up first. I have no idea for sure how tall the cliff was. I can, if I pull it up on Google Earth, I can show you the cliff we rappelled down. And it was a lot taller than I thought. Knowing that this building is 72 feet long, I always thought it was about 200 feet tall. No, this thing might have been closer to 1,500. And we had to climb up it first and get above it and then rappel down. But to climb up, we all followed the same path. They didn't make it easy for us. They didn't want to make it easy for us. We had no ropes holding on to. And so we had to find whatever we could to grab hold of. And I remember climbing this. And I reached up and I grabbed a rock that everybody else had grabbed. The problem is, this time the rock came unlodged. I had my feet planted, but when I pulled myself up, the rock came unlodged. I hollered out down below, but the guy below me was in a bad spot. The rock came down right on his hand. He had to climb the rest of the way up. We get to the top. Now we got to go down. Beautiful scenery. We're looking over Subic Bay, realizing why it takes 45 minutes on a boat to get across that thing, why aircraft carriers can come into it without dragging the bottom. It's big. Sometimes you have to go up the hard way. But other times, follow a path of somebody that's been there before. By the way, that was the easiest path. Today we have many options for mountain obstacles. We can fly over them, right? They're awesome to fly over in a plane. I love window seats. I'm like a 10-year-old. Woohoo, look. People say, you ain't never flown before? Oh man, I got thousands of miles under my belt, but this is still awesome. Of all the superpowers I could want, flight would be it. Be Superman. You can't fly over Mount Everest, though. It's a no-fly zone because of storms. You can tunnel through them, right? We got tunnels through the Alps. We got tunnels through the Appalachian Mountains. It's kind of freaky when you're driving in a tunnel. Things, you look down and you got the lights and the cages on the lights, and it just starts creating that effect to you. And it doesn't matter what side of the road you're on. It still feels like you're going down. But yet you get out there and they're running at the same height. I don't know why. You can climb over them, just as I said. However, many die without wisdom and guidance. Nobody goes up on Mount Everest without a Sherpa. Those are the guides who grew up there. They've climbed that thing. They know the mountain. And those who try, they usually never find again. Now, we can clear roads, right? And drive over. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of money. There's a, how many of you been on, you've been on 75 South, just north of, I think it's Knoxville. I think it is. On 75, you start out, and that thing starts climbing. And it climbs. I lost, was it something like 13 miles or something crazy? You're like, am I ever going to get to the top of this? Because it's like a 6% grade, so that the trucks going down don't get out of, you don't get in trouble. So it's slow, but you're climbing. But when you're climbing and you're going south, you're on the outside lane. The only thing between you and that huge valley is a guardrail. But we can build roads over things. We can build roads through things. But our mountains build character. They build faith. They build strength. See, if we hadn't been doing those cliff climbing assault courses back in 1991, and I'm sure none of the guys that were in 1991 were still serving when we went into Afghanistan. But there were cliffs. There were mountains they had to climb. We learn about ourselves, don't we? We learn a lot about ourselves. Oh, I could just quit. I know the guy below me. I know his name. Actually, it was Farina. Daniel Farina. He was my guide in boot camp. We just happened to meet up there. Go figure. He couldn't just go back down. There was no way down except to go to the top. So he had to muster everything he could to keep climbing. We learn about our weaknesses, our deficiencies. How's your prayer life? Do you read the Bible? I know many of you have, and I'm proud of you. I'm going to tell you that right now. Spend time talking to God. But I'm going to help you out on something. Start your morning off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Oh, but it's cold. Do you like mosquitoes? We need the cold. We learn about our strengths, the assets we have. What do you bring to the table? Is your faith strong? Trust me, when your faith is strong, God asks you to stand. You can start believing for others. I'm not saying God did that to you, but the devil attacked you, but your faith stood. We learn about perseverance, patience. It's a long way to the top, Lord. Oh, but when you're at the highest point of the world that's out of the water, the tallest mountain in the world, and you're looking, there's nothing above you but God. You are literally above the clouds. That's crazy. But it takes that perseverance. It takes that patience. It's going to take strength. Courage. The ability to overcome. God told Joshua over and over and over, be of good courage. Because what a brick mason was doing shouldn't be what a brick mason does. He was leading 2 million people. Hard-headed, stiff-necked people that wanted their own way. They didn't want to do things God's way. They didn't want to meet God. Joshua was there. We learn to trust God. That's have faith. In my opinion, the last 4 years, we've had to hold on to our faith. It has been attacked. Christians have been made to feel like they're this tall to a grasshopper. But God said, hold on. I wrote the end of the book. When we have overcome said mountains, we can help others. That's how we have our wisdom and our guidance. Somebody tells you the bridge is out ahead, don't go that way. And you keep going, whose fault is it? I can't remember the name of it was a Christian movie, somewhat corny. But the one character he was prideful and he became possessed. And Kevin Sorbo's character, some of you know who he is. I think he played on the Conan the Barbarian as well. But yeah, he played on God's Not Dead, and he's a Christian in Hollywood. And his character had to tell the guy that came in the fancy new car, the bridge is out. The guy says, there's no sign, I'm going to go. I'm telling you, the bridge is out. I was just there. No, they'd have a sign out. And the guy took off, and next thing you know, you see a ball of fire. If we don't listen to people that say, stay away from drugs, stay away from things that are addictive. They make fun of just say no to drugs. That's all you have to do. I've never smoked dope. And the only things I've ever taken were prescribed by a doctor, and I don't like it. Jesus exercised faith to overcome obstacles. He walked on the water, moved through crowds undetected. Can you imagine that? They were in Nazareth. They were going to push him off of the cliff. Again, another mountain. They were crowding him so that he was standing on the edge of a cliff. He's like this. And they're pushing, trying to push him off. And he just... How did he do that? It was faith. Why? Because he knew his time wasn't come yet. I've never worried about flying in an airplane. Oh, it's going to crash. It's going to crash. I just don't know. I just don't know. It's not my time. I've been in airplanes in North Carolina. We were flying out and tornadoes were on the ground. They said, if it gets any closer, we can't take you guys up. We're all like, we're going home. Get this bird in the air. It wasn't a big plane either. I mean, I could reach to the other side of the plane. Been in helicopters during a Category 5 typhoon. Not my time. It's not my time. I'm not going to worry about what the devil might try to bring to me. I'm a child of God, and my faith is solely in God. He sought refuge on the mountain. He went up to the mountain to pray. The mountain, the thing that we look at and say, get out of my way. He went up and he drew closer to his Father. He prayed. He took his disciples there to teach them how to pray. Talk to my Father. You're going to need to. He felt peace there. The Garden of Gethsemane was on the side of a mountain. The Mount of Olives he preached from, did miracles from. He fed people on the mountain. He preached. He gave them the word on that mountain. And he ascended back to God on that mountain. Folks, mountains aren't our enemy. Listening to people that don't want your faith strong, you're going to go through stuff. You're going to go through some things. One, because the devil hates you. Because when he looks at you, he sees God. And if you're a born-again believer, he really sees God and doesn't like you any better. Man, now, Pastor, I don't want to be a Christian anymore. The devil hates me even more. Listen, everybody that's ever been in the military will tell you this right now. You got to get over worrying about what people think about you. You got a job to do, you get out and do it. They have been trying to get rid of the Marine Corps since they founded. We don't need them. And there's 15 years there wasn't a Marine Corps. We don't count those 15 years against us. Every time we turn around, they are still trying to get rid of the Marine Corps. And then they turn around and they need us. We do some of the same training. We just have bad attitudes. Don't resent the mountain. God didn't bring it. He didn't lead you to the mountain to kill you. He didn't bring you this far to leave you abandoned. He brought you that far to take you to your reward. Because you get to climb that mountain. You get to meet God. on that mountain. And when you're on that mountain, I mean, we love the footprints poem, don't we? I'm talking about on the beach and on the sand. It's a pretty picture. Till you realize you don't grow on the beach. Hey, man, where's my little umbrella drink and my cabana? And got some jams going on. No, you learn climbing that mountain. That mountain means victory. When they raised the flag on Mount Sarabachi, reporters said, I forget exactly who it was said this, this will guarantee the Marine Corps for the next 200 years. The island was impervious. It was bad news. But the perseverance is what got them up there. They knew they had a job to do. You have a job to do, and it's to grow in faith so that you can help others. I'm not saying you're going to go out and preach to millions and millions of people and develop their faith. No military force works quite that way. It's a small unit. It's a concern for our country right now because our combat vets, the numbers are dwindling that are on active duty. They have no combat experience. At least when I was in, I still had Vietnam guys. They retired. Mid-90s, they were all gone. And then we have some vets hanging around still. My own brother had 6 tours. He's out. So there's all that experience gone. We have people that no idea. Let me tell you something. I've been to the mountain. You got to climb. It's too long to go around. Get up that thing. Overcome it. Don't resent that mountain. Because along that mountain, like I said, you're going to find out who you are. You're going to see the glory of God. I'll end with this. Those of us who are old enough remember back in the 70s when the TV used to turn off at night. They shut it down. And a guy climbed into I believe it was an F-16. And that's a poem, and the guy's reading it. And he's breaking through the clouds. You need to understand the force that is required to get those planes in the air. It's a lot. He said, but then I break through. And I see the face of God. It wasn't too many years ago. But let me tell you right now, when you persevere and you overcome, God's up there. And he says, well done. Well done. Amen? Amen. All right, let's stand. Hallelujah. Do not forget to be praying this week even. Pray for good decisions. Pray for the right words. Not only for him, but for all of them. We stand for the unborn. We stand for the facts that God made us. He's not done with us yet, or we wouldn't be here. So do not stop praying just because we have a president-elect that we like. You got to pray for him. Because we already know the devil would love to take him out. And yet God says, not quite, just turn your head. Have you seen it? Did you see some of you saw how close it would have been? If he hadn't turned his head, it'd have been a headshot. But he turned his head and he got another hole in his ear. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you and praise you. Father, our president-elect is not our savior. He's not our king. He's a man who we believe you have chosen to lead this country during this time. Father, we continue to pray for him and his administration. Father, we thank you that you're protecting all of them. We thank you for wise decisions. And Father, we thank you that when we come to a mountain, Lord God, we will climb it. We will get over that thing, however you're leading us. Father, but in that, our faith will be built in you. Our courage to overcome will be in you. Our patience on waiting for the right opportunity to move will be developed by you. Lord, help us all to hear your voice, that still small voice of the Holy Spirit that is leading us and guiding us in all truths. Lord, we thank you for the things you've done. And now, Father, I thank you for these people. I bless all of them at home, here. Lord, I pray right now that your Holy Spirit rests upon them. That they're not worried about the things to come because they can't change them. So why worry? Father, I thank you for your peace that will be moving through them. Your understanding. Your strength, Lord, to stand when others refuse. Lord, I bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen.